This is KBIA's Arts and Culture segment Off the Clock. I'm Garrett Giles. When you pull into the driveway of Heartfelt Alpaca Creations and Mary Licklider's farm, the alpacas run to the barn to greet guests. Ever heard an alpaca beg for treats? KBIA's Catherine Wheeler has more with an audio postcard for us.
There, they heard me. I keep alfalfa pellets on hand, which are the equivalent to alpaca cheesecake. Heartfelt is a women-owned business that we started five or six years ago. And it's a collaborative of three of us who were alpaca owners and Carol, who is a fiber artist, in felting alpaca fiber to make products.
My name's Carol Brown, and I'm one of the partners of Heartfelt. The main thing that I do is I come out and make felt sheets.
Mary Licklider. I do a lot of the bookkeeping and just general paperwork stuff for Heartfelt.
Linda Coates, I contribute fiber to Heartfelt. I come over here and turn the sheets that Carol has felted into insoles.
Also, Diane Peckham is not here, but Diane is the main person who does our fiber sorting and shipping and interacting with the mill.
You guys talk about animals.
Well, we shear in the spring because it's so warm. If you don't shear an alpaca, it will die in Missouri because of the heat. So we sort it according to how fine the fiber is, which Diane is really good at. We send it to a mill in Michigan called Zeilinger Wool, and they make it into batting for us that's 60 by 90 inches that looks just like quilt batting or any other fluff that you would work with.
And then what we do once we get the bats is lay them out on the table, roll them out of the bags. That's my favorite part, is pulling a bat out of the bag. It feels great and it smells just clean. And you can see how loose it is when it comes out of the bag. Let me find the end here. And that sound you hear is the tissue paper between the layers so that you can unfold it.
And then there's needle felting, which is a mechanical tangling of the fibers with these
felting needles. You can see there's little barbs. It's a triangular needle, and there's all these little tiny notches in it. And what they do is grab the fiber and they push it down and up, pull it up, push it down, pull it up, and knots it. And there's 782 on this loom here, and we've got two motors on it. It's kind of loud. The felt loom picks it up when it starts going in the needles.
When we go to alpaca events, in conversation, the gist of it was they expected that any business that was a partnership that had as many as four people involved was surely going to break up and squabble.
Nobody dominates the conversation. Nobody needs to be the boss. We don't have a president. You know, it's just the four of us making decisions together, and it's a really beautiful balance.
These two are boarders, and they don't have those. Catherine Wheeler, KBIA News.
That was an audio postcard by KBIA's Catherine Wheeler on alpaca farming with Mary Licklider. This has been KBIA's Arts and Culture segment Off the Clock. I'm Garrett Giles.